Today's hymn text, A Charge to Keep I Have, was written by Charles Wesley, one of the greatest hymn writers of all time. Trained at Christ Church, Oxford, he was one of the early Oxford Methodists, a preacher, evangelist, the kind of poet who could write about almost anything. His knowledge of Scripture was astonishing. So many lines of his poetry are actually paraphrases of one Bible verse or another. This title takes us back to Leviticus 8:36, which reads, Keep the charge of the Lord, that ye die not. Samuel Wesley published this hymn text in his massive two-volume set of 2,030 hymns, written on texts ranging from Genesis to Revelation. Scholars have more recently discovered that Wesley was also inspired by Matthew Henry's commentary on Leviticus, of all things. While I read this quotation from the old commentary, why don't you look at the hymn's first verse, given in today's email? The commentary reads, We have, every one of us, a charge to keep, an eternal God to glorify, an immortal soul to provide for. And then verse 2, a needful duty to be done, our present generation to serve. And it must be our daily care to keep this charge, for it is the charge of the Lord our Master. You likely identified a few of the commentary's key words showing up in this poem. If you can remember back that far, you may also recall that George W. Bush's autobiography, published before his presidential campaign, was entitled, A Charge to Keep I Have. This performance by the Robert Shaw Chorale uses Alice Parker's arrangement of the American hymn tune, Carolina.